Is there a writer in you? In this introductory online Storycrafters lesson, we're going to explore the five key areas of a writer's life to measure whether you are ready for this journey. You're going to learn how to search inside yourself to discover the story or article you want to write. You're going to learn how to find time and space to write. You're going to learn how to get started on the writing process and what to do next. And when you are finished, you will know whether you are ready to jump into the online Storycrafters course. Stick around for a roadmap at the end to help you get started and an exciting offer to help you write the novel you've always wanted to write. Let's get started. My name is Susan May Warren, and I'm an award-winning best-selling author of over 40 novels in 5 different genres. I'm also the founder of My Book Therapy, a writing, craft, and coaching community for writers. I have been all over this planet, in 10 different countries, in nearly every state in America, and when I tell people I'm an author, nearly every time someone's head sort of gophers up from the edge of the room, or from behind the counter, or from the ring in the crowd, and I know there's another writer in my midst. It's something in their eyes, that inner writer trying to get out. Eventually, if they have the courage, they'll come forward, and instead of saying, "Hi, how are you?" or making small talk, I say, "Is there a writer in you?" They'll give me a little smile, and I know there's a writer longing to be set free. Is there a writer in you? Maybe you're viewing this because you've been writing all your life like I have. I wrote my first novel when I was 14 years old. Maybe you have a file cabinet full of stories you've written, or you've even sent them off to publishers. Maybe you've even gotten one of them published. Maybe you're the person who writes nonfiction, articles for your church or community, or magazines, or maybe you write for the local paper. Maybe you're the one who volunteers to write the newsletter for your organization or for your business. Maybe you're just the one in the family who always writes the Christmas letter. I know you because I've been there too. I've done all of those things. And even though I love to write, I didn't really think I was a writer. That seemed way too lofty. A writer was Hemingway, filled with angst and deep thoughts, or Fitzgerald with his portrayal of humanity during turbulent times. I wasn't Shakespeare, the wordsmith, or Thornton Wilder, the ponderer of deep thoughts, or even John Irving with his insight into humanity. I was just a girl who had a rich imagination and a few voices in her head. Do you hear voices? There may be a writer in you. We all have goals, right? Dreams, desires, hopes that have been niggling at us for years. For aspiring authors, it's the dream of writing a novel. You're a writer if every time you hear an interesting job description or read a compelling story in the newspaper, you think, "Hey, that would make an interesting premise for a novel." You're a writer if, when you get introduced to someone new, you can't help but ask about their lives and can barely resist the urge to take out a pen and paper and jot down some notes. You're a writer if, when you're reading a novel, you occasionally take a breath and say, "Wow, I want to write like that." I never thought I'd be an author. I just let the writer inside walk through one door at a time until 40 books later, I find myself here. I thought I'd tell you a little about my writing journey, and then I want to encourage you to go through these 5 questions and see if you have a writer inside. I want to see if you have the courage and the desire to walk through the open doors to see what's out there. Now, I love reading. I think all authors should love to read, and I read constantly. When I was overseas in Russia, I read all the time. However, I soon ran out of books. I had cultivated by then a desire to write my own stories. So, one snowy day, I sat down with a story in my head and began to write. I really had no idea what I was doing, but I knew in my heart what I hoped to write, and I just followed my heart. After I finished my story, which was about 150,000 words, I had a James Michener epic, way too long, and it would only be used as a high chair for my toddler. However, I had finished a book, and in that, I was a success. From there, I submitted the book to agents and publishers and got good feedback. One agent suggested I write a much smaller book and see if I could publish that first. So I did. I wrote a small story about my grandparents. And after a publisher looked it over a few times, they published it. In the meantime, I kept writing, attending online classes, reading books, and keeping a journal. I wrote a novella about an experience I had being trapped in an elevator in Russia and submitted it to Tyndale. They bought it, much to my great surprise, and then asked me what else I had. We're also going to talk about pressing on and building up what I call your bullpen. But when I finally started selling, I sold about 11 books in 1 year, many of those which were already finished. After only 10 years in this business, I have about 40 books on the market. What I learned through that first novel was, first, writing a good novel was harder than I thought, and I needed a lot of work. Secondly, I loved to write, and I was willing to make the journey whatever it took. And finally, even if I never got published, this writing journey could be used for good in my life. That was my journey, but everyone has their own journey. I know people who honed one novel for years until they finally found a publisher. Others, like me, wrote book after book until they finally got it right. Some authors write one masterpiece and stop. Or maybe write one book every 5 years. I write 3 books a year because the ideas just keep coming. Being published isn't magic. It's just hard work. Do you want to be published? Are you ready to do the work? Good. Then I have 5 powerful questions I want to ask you as you begin your journey. Those questions are, who are you? What are you? Where are you? When are you? And why are you? Let's start with question 1. Who are you? I'm not talking about your job or your hobbies. I'll get to those in a moment. I mean, what kind of writer are you? Let's look at the big picture first. Are you a writer? Would you rather watch a documentary rather than a sporting event? ESPN versus the History Channel? How about when you're in the mall? Are you at the electronics store or Barnes & Noble? A writer will often gravitate towards stories and the opportunity for imagination. Do you watch people in a mall? Do you notice small things, the way people interact with each other? Do you like thinking about what-ifs? I was in Epcot Center in Florida, and I kept thinking, what if there was a terrorist attack here? People say that nothing is safe with a writer, and it's true. Every tidbit of information is opportunity for a story. People can't sit down next to me on an airplane without me wanting to know about their life. So the question is, who are you? Let's take it further. Now, let's say you are the person who has to stop into Barnes & Noble at least once a week, you know, just to look around. Where do you go first? The magazines? The spiritual section? How about the sci-fi section? Or even romances? The kind of books we gravitate to and the kind of books we have on our shelf at home often show us the kind of writers we might be. If you were to look at my bookshelf, you'd find some nonfiction, quite a few commentaries, a number of Bible studies, and the rest, fiction. But even more than that, you'd find a lot of contemporary suspense and romance, as well as World War II fiction. I write both of those now. So, who are you? Let's define it a bit further. I have this theory. People who are writers are either wordsmiths or story crafters. You can have leanings towards one or another, but usually you find yourself in one camp or another. Here's a little test for you. Make 2 columns, S in one and W in the other. I'm going to ask you 5 questions, and I want you to tally them up. First question, would you rather listen to poetry or watch a documentary about a battle? The poetry will earn you a W. The battle, an S. Are you more interested in the lyrics of the song or the singability of a song? Singability gets you an S, lyrics a W. Would you subscribe to Dictionary.com or This Day in History? Dictionary gets you a W, history earns you an S. Choose one, Dead Poets Society or Star Wars? Star Wars lands you an S, the Dead Poets Society a W. How about Gilmore Girls and House or 24 and Law and Order? Gilmore Girls or House will get you a W. 24 or Law and Order will get you an S. Now, this is not a definitive test, but if you're the kind of person who wakes your husband up or your wife up in the middle of the night so you can just read them one line, you're a wordsmith, and you probably have more tallies in the W section. If you are the kind of person that calls up your mother to tell her the amazing story you just heard on Oprah, you're a story crafter, and you have tallies in the S. A wordsmith loves the beats and nuances and meanings of words and how they are used. A storycrafter loves the drama, the characters, and the gripping plots of life. Storycrafters are often non-fiction writers because they can see the big picture and see how the pieces fit together. A wordsmith is often the fiction writer. They love how the words evoke emotions. A great novelist, however, is both, but even they would admit to one area of strength. This is important because if you want to let the writer inside out, you're going to want to know what you do best and how to hone that and strengthen the other. We'll get back to that in a bit. But who are you? That's your first question. Question number two is, what are you? Now I'm talking about your profession, your hobbies, or your life. What makes you interesting? See, when you first start to write, you're going to write about things you know, mostly because the learning curve for writing for publication is pretty steep, and you'll be spending your time learning that, and you'll need to focus on writing about things you know well. However, you'll still be tapping into the what as you journey further, especially if you become a novelist and have to learn how to write emotions into your character. You'll tap into emotional moments you know personally to help you put them on the page. What are you? It's not just what you know, but what have you been in the past? What interesting things have you done or experienced? What kind of life have you lived? On my list, I have some big answers. I've been a missionary to Russia, and during that time I got held hostage and we had a home invasion. I've also traveled to Taiwan and backpacked around Europe with my children. I grew up in Minnesota, and I'm adopted. I also lived in the South, which is interesting if you're a Yankee. I spent my summers on the North Shore of Minnesota, backpacking and canoeing. These are all things that I drew on later as I began to write articles and books. What are you? Try this exercise. Take a piece of paper and number it 1 through 3. Then I want you to write down 3 unique and interesting things about yourself that you could possibly use as a springboard for an article, a devotional, or even a novel. My first novel was built off the summers I spent on the North Shore of Minnesota. But my first published novella was taken from an event when I was locked in the elevator for 2.5 hours in Russia. So, what are you? Question 3. Where are you? I'm not talking about Fargo, North Dakota, or Kalispell, Montana, or Orlando, Florida. I'm talking about where you are in life's journey. A lot of times people want to write, but they haven't experienced enough life. It's hard to write authentic emotions if you haven't experienced some of them. I think writers need to always expand their horizons, try new things, challenge themselves. I took self-defense classes and joined the theater and learned how to dance and jumped from an airplane, all so my experiences might be richer on the page. Where are you? Are you in a place in your life where you have something to say about it? Have you stopped on your journey to ponder your life and what it means? Have you looked back and seen the truths that you could talk about? A writer has to be able to interact with truth in some way and deliver that onto the page in a profound and meaningful way. I have often had ideas for books, but have not been ready to write them because I knew I had more work to do in me as a person before I could successfully carry that story off. I needed to grow as a writer and a person. Do you keep a journal of your life and what God's teaching you? Where are you in your spiritual journey? Where are you? Here's an exercise. I want you to get a journal, and I want you to ponder some of the truths that you are learning right now. Write it down. Ponder it. Struggle with it. Great books are written because of great struggles. What issues in your life can you bring to the page? Try this. Write 3 issues in your life that you've wrestled with in the past 10 years. These are the themes that you can write about. So, where are you? Now, when are you? I'm not talking about your age here, but when are you in the journey of life? Are you a high school student or a young mom? Maybe you're the father of 3 and you have responsibilities to put food on the table and pay the mortgage. Are you a middle-aged woman who's taking care of her elderly parents? Are you a retiree? When are you? The reason I ask this is because a writer has to carve out time to write. It takes time, and something I call white space. Time to think, to mull, A writer has to be able to shut the door to others and say, please, let me think, alone. That's hard to do when you're a mother of small children. I know, I was there. I first started writing on Saturday mornings as a gift to me from my husband. Sure, the house was a wreck when I came out of my office, but I had protected my writing time, and that's what mattered. When my children were homeschooling, I worked with them, and then in the afternoon sent them to their rooms to play for 2 hours while I wrote. I remember writing with children on my lap, reaching around to the keyboard. When are you? If you are going to be a writer, you have to find a time to write. Maybe it's in the evenings, after the children go to bed. Maybe it's on Sunday afternoons. Maybe it's early in the morning before work. Maybe it's at lunch break. I don't know, only you do, but you have to figure out your when. It can feel selfish, I know. I tell my people, listen, I'm a better person when I write, and they know it's true. But here's a few hints that might help with the feelings of selfishness. First, share little victories with the people who believe in your dreams. I always celebrated with my children when I finished a chapter. We ate ice cream, or went for a bike ride, or even went swimming. Whatever it was that made them feel like they could celebrate with their mom. I also told them that if I was ever published, I would take them to Disney World, and I kept that promise. Share your victories with your people. Secondly, keep a log of what you are doing. In the early days, it can feel overwhelming and fruitless to just type out stuff that may or may not go anywhere. But you're working out, training, getting stronger, and you need to remind yourself of what you're doing. So get a spiral notebook, date it, and write down what you did every time you sat down to write. Then, if someone accuses you of just surfing the internet, you can say, hey, I was doing research. See? I found out the kind of shoes women wore in 1942. Thirdly, set goals for yourself as you write, word count, etc., and then you can watch yourself complete those goals. It feels great to complete a goal. So, when are you? And finally, why? Why do you want to write? I meet people all the time who want to make sense of their lives, and they believe that if they just tell their story, that will complete them. I don't disagree that writing is therapy, and it helps you sort out your emotions and the events in your life. However, when you write, it's not unlike undressing in front of the entire world, because a great story takes pieces of yourself and lays them out for the entire world to see. Writing is not the destination. It's a journey. It's a rich and rewarding journey. It's a journey of discovery of who you are and what life's about and what you are learning. Why? It is true that writers have something to say. It's what makes us want to write. We've learned something, and there is a fire inside us to share it with the world. But if you are writing only because you have an agenda, then you will burn out, because writing is a lonely, long, and often painful business. Why? I meet people who say, oh, if I just get published, everything will change. Yes, it will. It will get harder. The world will look at you differently, with closer scrutiny. The next thing you write will have to be better because it will be compared to the last thing you wrote. You will be open to the review and judgment of people who don't know you and don't know your heart, and they may say cruel things. Hear me on this. If you are not satisfied with the person you are before you publish a book, then publishing a book will not complete you. It will only make you search further. So, why? Here's a hint. A writer writes because they'd rather write than breathe. They write because they must. Who, what, where, when, and why? Is there a writer in you? These are the questions I want you to ponder, because you need to consider the cost before you start the journey. Now, if you are a writer, the next question is, how? The My Book Therapy Publishing Roadmap consists of 3 steps. First, learn the craft. Second, join a writing group, and then get professional coaching. And that's where My Book Therapy comes in. My Book Therapy is excited to present our premier private story crafters retreat in an online coaching format. It's an 8-module, 40-step roadmap to discovering, creating, and publishing the novel in you. It's in-depth teaching by me, award-winning, best-selling author Susie May Warren. I've written over 40 novels in nearly every genre, and I've been teaching people how to write for nearly a decade. Many of my authors have landed on the bestseller list and won awards. I love to coach people on their journey, and I have put together a program to help you get published. Presented in both audio format for your consumption on your iPod, MP3 device, or your computer, and PDFs, it is available online, or you can download it into your computer and keep it forever. In other words, you consume on your terms, at your pace. We'll cover everything on the writing journey, from idea to publication. We'll talk about writer's life. We'll find the time and create discipline to write. We'll talk about the theme and story question of your book that will make your book worth reading. I'll teach you about the basic plot and how to create a character from the inside out. I'll teach you how to plot, and you'll see your story come to life. You'll learn how to craft the inciting incident and the powerful elements of a scene, from the types of scenes to scene structure to scene flow, point of view, story world, dialogue, and the all-important scene hook. We'll teach you how to edit your story and then put together a powerful proposal to sell your novel. It's almost like having a coach right there in your living room, cheering you on as you create your story. But we don't stop there. After you're finished, you can enroll for free into our Story Crafters Challenge and join a community and get coaching for a year while you write the novel in you. Is there a writer in you? If the answer is yes, then you're ready for the online Story Crafters course. Join the online Story Crafters and start writing the novel in you today.